And you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It's time for the Art Journal Show. My name is Cora Zon. And in the studio, my very special guest is Nick Wenhuda. Good morning.
Hello.
So, Nick, you've got an exhibition with Carol Shirley at Yarra at the moment. It opened last week. It's called Outsiders. Tell us a bit about the exhibition.
Oh, well, where do I start?
Well, you were invited by Carol.
Yeah, I was invited by Carol. I was invited by Carol to come paint with her because we'd met a few months prior and she'd saw a bit of my work and she liked what she saw and she thought we'd work really well together.
Yeah. Your work is very complimentary in the exhibition.
Yeah. Well, for me it was like quite an honour, like, because I'd met Andrew and I'd talked about having a show at the gallery before and I thought we were planning on having one later in the year with my sister, and then he called me up when I was at work and he goes, "You're in." I go, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Oh, no, you're in the show with Carol and you've got 1 month." And I was like, "Well, better get home and do some painting then quickly."
Well, you already had some work, obviously.
Definitely had some work. Then I just, like, having that, I got really inspired to go do more paintings. And that was, like, I went home and I think I did maybe three that night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was all right, this is cool. Like, heaps of stuff's happening right now. And it's just, like, a really good opportunity to take and... You know, it's like my first proper show, like in a nice gallery like that. And then to be alongside Carol's work, like, she's amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah. So. It is. I mean, you have to feel quite honoured to be in a show with Carol. She's a fantastic artist. And I love the way that she's chosen you. She's, you know, like, wanting to support a young artist, you know, whose work she really loves.
Yeah, no, it's great. And she keeps telling me not to thank her, but I keep thanking her for having me there. Which is, it's great, and when Andrew told me what the show was about, it's sort of like being an outsider in the Yarra Valley art world, as in our work's not like any other artists around here, which it's not. Like, it's like a lot of the artists around here do a lot, like, and they're really talented in doing, like, landscapes and things like that, whereas ours is a lot of, you know, it's abstract expressionism, and that's why we work so well together. Like, we both paint from emotions and from the heart, and I think, like, and you can see them together. And I sort of said to my parents, like, you'll see, like, our work works really well together. And they got there and my dad came up to me and he was like, yeah, they work so well together, like, you can see we paint from the same place. And yeah, it works well, it looks good.
It does, it looks great, and it's exciting. I mean, you're a young guy, this is your first exhibition. You've had another exhibition earlier with some friends in the city and
in
Fitzroy, which sounds like it would have been a lot of fun. But this is your first proper exhibition, and you're a skater and a snowboarder.
Yeah, I do all that.
And a carpenter. So there's the cool factor there.
it is my first proper one, and like the whole setting up of it all and seeing it all, like, it was really well orchestrated and, like, it felt proper. I was so happy with how, like, the opening night went, and then to see it in that, like, a gallery like that, it's hung well, everything looks so nice together. And then I go in there and I see my work there, and it's sort of like, you know, when, like, I see it, like, going into someone else's gallery and you see, like, these are proper artists, but I guess maybe I am. But yeah, that's it.
Like, it's so exciting. It's such a beautiful gallery, Yarra, in Healesville, and yeah, the work looks fantastic together, so well done. Yeah, so tell us a bit about, like, when, you know, they came to your place to have into your studio, Carol and
Carol and Andrew came over to see what work I was doing, and so just sort of looking at all my works, and they're pulling them all out, and I have them all stacked away, like, you know, because it's not overly big space, and I'd finish one and I'd put it away and store it and then try and find another one. They're pulling them all out and they're like, "Oh yeah, this is good and going, "Oh yeah, we'll have this one." And Carol,
how did you feel when they were just,
when,
like, sorting
that,
for you?
I was just sort of like, "Oh, go for it," like, you know, I guess, like, some of them I'm like, "Oh yeah, I don't even know if I like that one," and then they're like, no, this is good, and then and then I look at it, and then I know what it means to me, what that particular painting means, and then what else happened then that day? Carol said something that was quite funny, I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I was just sort of, it made me think, all right, I've got a lot of work going, and it's going to be really fun. Like, the excitement was really stepped up then, like, that day that they
came. It's happening.
Yeah, it was like, all right, it's actually happening, and I'll make all my paintings And then Andrew was like, "Oh, are you gonna do any more?" And Carol was like, "Don't put the pressure on him. Like, you don't need to do that." And I was like, "Well, it's not pressure because I'm painting every day, pretty much, or at least trying to paint every day. Like, if maybe I might be a bit tired and I won't paint, but I'll come into my studio and I'll draw something or I'll write something down." And
or you'll twirl around in your chair.
Yeah, that's it. I'll sit there and I'll twirl in my chair because nothing's coming out.
But yeah, it's great. The way you go about your art practice is quite unique, and we'll have a chat more about that. But let's introduce your first song.
Yeah, okay. The first track that I got is Bags Groove by Milk Jackson, and it's just a really nice jazz track to listen to in the morning. That's it.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Art Journal Show. My name is Cora Zahn, and in this studio, my very special guest is Nick Nguyen Huda, who is an artist exhibiting at Yarra alongside Carol Shirley. The exhibition is called Outsiders, and it's a fantastic exhibition. It's quite different, you know, the subject matter that you've painted, Nick.
Yes. Well, both in the abstract figurative field, I would say, in our way our works are. And my painting for me is basically it's an emotional outlet. Like, it's trying to, or what I'm giving you a feeling that's come from inside me in a physical form. That's what I'm doing. Like, it's a feeling that I've had or that I'm feeling at the particular time, and then I'm trying to show it in a way that I know how. So maybe I might be able to use my words all the time, but I can give you a picture, and that's what I was feeling. That's what it's representing. It's
what will capture. You're capturing that emotion.
Like a physical form of an emotion is what it's trying to be, at least. Well, that's what it is for me, and you might see it. I think that's where it really works with people, that they see that, like, they can see where I come from if they feel that same thing, and that's where it really works. Like,
so one of the things that you're doing is really getting in touch with how you're feeling about a particular situation, and then you're expressing it.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's purely expressionism that comes from the heart and the mind. It's just working from inside my mind. It's how I see things or how I feel things. It's just like, and then I'm trying to portray that in a particular way. Like, it's...
Let's give an example. So you've got a piece which is when you've had a really... No, that piece is...
I think that piece... I know the one you're talking about. The one that says it was just one of those days in the speech bubble.
That's right.
That piece is called It Was a Testament to Yesterday. Because it literally was one of those days. Like, you know, I've got the figure of the human body and the eyes are blacked out because you've come home and you don't want to even look at that day at all. Like, it's just everything's all over the place. You tear yourself apart. You've come home and... you just have had enough and it's just stripped you down. You want to be bare and naked in the shower and with your eyes closed. Like, that's it. That's, you know, just, and then I had one of those days that day. Like, that day, I don't know exactly what happened, but I'd come home and I just, but then I painted that and you feel great.
Yeah.
You know, you get it out and then, you know, maybe someone will see that, but then that's why I put the text in there and it really, like, it hits home with that, I feel. And that's the reason for that. And that's what I try and do with all my paintings. Like, majority of them will be that. There'll be some sort of obscured view of reality.
Your view. Just,
yeah, and that's the way I'm seeing everything. So that's how it is. It's like...
Yeah, it's quite a striking picture, that one, because you've got, like, this dismembered body.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, they're pretty much, yeah, it's flesh, but then it's bones and it's organs and it's just, you're fully stripped down. That's it. That's... back to your form of what you are.
When you were talking about having an exhibition with your sister, you said you've been thinking about it for a while before, you know, you were talking to Andrew about having an exhibition, which you will be having later in the year as well.
Later in the year, yes, we'll be having that.
But you're also invited to participate in this exhibition.
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's huge.
It's huge,
yeah.
But part of, you know, the way you paint really relates to the idea of the exhibition you want to have later in the year, which is to do with mental health.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we want, like, I think that's a big subject for both my sister and I. Like, we both paint from the same place and, you know, struggling with mental health things throughout life, like, different things. And it's just like, and it's something that needs to be talked about. Like, it's a good, and it's a lot of good art comes from there. And... I feel like, in a way, like, the reason I, like, started wanting to show my art is because wasn't that long ago, I started, like, painting again, and I was painting stuff that was based on emotions, and I was seeing, I'm going, oh, people need to see this, because if they maybe are feeling those certain things, they'll see that, and then, you know, and then maybe they want to talk to me about it, maybe like, we can talk about things, and it opens up a conversation about all these things, like, you know, then it's a starting place.
It's a starting place, and, you know, it's... You also find it healing for yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely for myself. It's massively healing. Like, you might be feeling something and then you get it out and then you feel relieved. Like, you feel great. Like, for me, like, a lot of it now is sort of ducking back into things, like, because I'm in such a really good headspace right now. I'm, like, probably the best I've ever been in my whole life. So now it's sort of like I might have a little something come up throughout my day and then I'll be like, and I'll scribble down a little idea and be like, oh, that's good because that represents that. And I know what that felt like because I've been there. You know, you might be really anxious about something, or you might be down about something, or something might be eating at you, or you are constantly always, like, another one of my ones that I've got in this show is staring in the mirror after a shower, which is basically just picking yourself apart. Like, it's just like you're judging every little thing about you, and there's just all these little eyes around, and it's just like, well, actually, you're really the only person's opinion who matters, but you'll be your biggest critic, and that's... You know, I've learnt that I will always be my biggest critic, and then to accept myself, and then that just plays into my paintings. Like, that's to do with the showing. Like, I never used to want to show anything either, but then I've become confident in myself and been like, oh, actually, if I'm happy to show my work with myself, then people will want to see it, and some people won't like it, and some will, but that's whatever, doesn't matter.
I think you're also saying that it really it's art that connects to other people, and other people will feel the same, and other people will have those same feelings and the same struggles. And by you expressing, it's like that common humanity aspect.
Yeah, it is in a way, definitely. Yeah, like especially if it, say, someone that's been through maybe what I was feeling that it represents, they'll see something. Someone might just see a picture of a weird face and be like, oh, what's that? But someone will feel something from that, and then they'll get it and like, all right, I know what that is. That speaks to me in that certain way. And that's what I'm aiming to do, because it is that expressionism from inside me. It's just a way of getting out an emotion and then giving you a physical form of it.
Mm. And because you're so, like, you're really trying to express it as best as you can, and how you feel, like the colours that you choose, images that you choose, you're trying to go, okay, that does represent exactly how I was feeling, or that gives me, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Like, everything plays a big part.
Yeah.
Like, the colours, everything.
Everything does.
Comes down to, yeah, the obscurity of the face, because that, like, emotions don't feel how, they're not refined. Emotions are all over the place. The world is crazy. Your brain is all over the place. And that's why everything might not be perfectly lined up. It might be a bit obscured. It might be something over here, or a huge mouth that's out of proportion with it. Offset nose, and because that's how your face feels, or my face feels at least, you know, it's just trying to put an emotion into a physical form. Like, that's it.
And it's also kind of like a bit of a, you know, like a personal journal, isn't it? Your paintings, you know,
parts
of your life that you're saying, hey, this is what I've felt, this is...
Yeah, in a way, and especially now, like, being in, like, such, like, the good place that I am, I can go back into, like, emotions, and then you can document them in a way, and then I can leave them behind, sort of thing. In a way, like, it's like you've got it out and you've moved on, and then now you're onto another thing. But you still will feel it again. It's not gone forever.
Well, of course, because we're just always, it's like the weather, you know, rain, sunny, hail. It just goes round and round. But with this, you're kind of like really nailing down, in a way, these different emotions that you've been through. You're owning them. You're saying, hey, I've felt this. You're filing it as well, in a way, and reflecting.
It is a reflection. It's healing. It's like, it's meditative. It's just, it's so good to be able to get that out. And then also, like, at times when I am feeling, some of my paintings will be fully based on what I'm feeling right then, and that will just come out. I know there's one in the show right now that was literally just on the spot. I just painted. I just sat there and did it until it was done, and then I looked at it and was like, oh, that's one of the best paintings I've ever done. But it is, there's a lot of emotion in it. It's one that's called Overloaded, and it's just a lot of black and grey, and it's really dark, and it was just like so much stuff going on in my head right then. Like, it's just like crazy, and I had to just get it out, and it was just, and it worked, and that's how it works.
That's what I love about your work, and is because it is a very different, it's a different subject matter, and it's a different approach to how you're going about your paintings. It's, you know, it's not, it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm always going to do it my way, I guess. Yeah, I look at other people's art and stuff, and I can appreciate that, but I never want to try and be like anyone else's art at all. I want to always do my own thing, and that's where it'll always come from, because I'm me.
You. And what I find also exciting about it is it's inspiring. So you can, you know, by sharing your process, you can be saying, hey, you know, if you're having certain feelings, one way of processing your feelings is to create art.
Oh, yeah, I would recommend that to anyone. Like, if you've got something you want to get out and you can't find a way, sometimes, like, you can't find the words for everything. I'm pretty terrible with words. Like, I've gotten a lot better in the last few years, but I'm not great with words, and not many people really are at the start. And if you want to get something out, maybe you can, and you can get it out, and then you can analyze that, and then you've got that out, and it's a process that will help you. It will really, for me it does, it's massive in helping.
And I think that's one of the big reasons why you want to share your work.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's play your next song.
All right, that's the next track that we got here. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Art Journal Show. My name is Corazon. And in the studio, my very special guest is Nick Wenhuda. Nick, tell us a bit about your... You've always been a drawer. Tell us a bit about your creative journey.
Right. Starting from the beginning, when I was a child.
So when you were a child.
When I was a child and we just had sketchbooks everywhere. Like, we were always encouraged to draw. Like, it was that was a thing that we did. I always... always drew. We've always had sketchbooks, me, my brother, my sister, and we're always just, you know, you'd fill them up, you'd get new ones, or, you know, you'd say you'd filled it up and your mum would be like, oh, can we have a new one yet? And be like, no, you haven't drawn on the other side. I don't want to draw on the other side, I need to draw on them. But we've always drawn, always. And like never so much paint until recently, but yeah, always drew. Maybe when I was younger, I drew like in like primary school and like art classes. Loved that stuff. Like,
you had a favourite art teacher?
Yeah, Mrs. Mason. She was great. I think she was a substitute art teacher, but she was always fun. She had freedom to do whatever you wanted, sort of thing. Like, it wasn't restricted, and she did what I thought was really cool art at the time. Like, lots of serpents and really cool, lots of detail in that, which is completely different to what I do. But I just really liked that when I was a kid. Pretty sure there's like one of mine is still hanging in my parents' house. Not sure if I think that's one of hers that I just coloured in, probably. Like, I was quite young.
One of the things that she did allow you to was to just do your own thing. So even then, you...
Yeah, definitely. You know. Like, you were allowed to do what you wanted. It wasn't restricted to... I don't even know what the word is. It wasn't structured at all, which I don't really like structure.
Sort of more inspired.
Yeah, you feel... you feel like you can be yourself and really, with that area, there you go again, that you're feeling what you want to do. And then, you know, from that, I kept drawing, but then, you know, growing up, I was really into dirt bikes and that, so pretty much all I drew was people riding dirt bikes, because that's what I liked. It's all I drew. I remember even, like, maybe like a year ago, my sister and mum came over and I showed them one of my paintings, and then my sister told me after they left, my mum was like, oh, I didn't know Nick could do stuff like that. And she's like, yeah, because all he used to draw was dirt bikes. And that was like, yeah, because that's all I did. That's what I liked then. And then as I got older, I started creating characters, you know, and that's, you know, they were fictional characters, but they were always in my pictures, always. And I guess that came around like the high school era, where I didn't like art class then. Like, it really just, it was restricted and structured, and you always had to do a certain way, and you were trying to, they, like, the art teacher wanted you to paint like someone else, and I was like, well, that's not right. Like, you shouldn't be painting like someone else, you should be painting like you. So then I just sort of dropped art class, but I'd always be drawing, and you just draw this and you draw that. And
I really like the way you were, because I came to visit you in your studio, and I really like the way the story about how, you know, in high school, you know, you were the only kid who went that high school. And
yeah, from primary school, I was the only one that went to the high school, and I knew no one there, which that was pretty average, because I wasn't really confident with people, and there were so many people going from like a pretty small school to a pretty big high school. And so then I would sort of keep to myself and I'd draw, and I created like two characters. Can't remember their names at all, but they were always, like, I still haven't remembered their names. I've been trying to remember their names all week.
But they were your guys.
But they were always there in my drawings. They were like, I guess, and then that's sort of like a, kind of like a friend, I guess. And that was, and maybe they wouldn't be in every drawing, or you'd just do a whole collage of all these weird people and they'd always be there. It'd always be at least one of them there. So that was like a good, there you go, that's art therapy again.
Exactly.
And it's that's where art is for me. It's that healing process. And then I think as I got older, I sort of went away from painting, just everything, and I started doing other stuff and just didn't really do it as much. I still had my books, but didn't really do it as much. And then for a fair few years, I was pretty unhappy, and like a lot of people could see that, like my family could see that. And then made a big change in my life, and then found myself again. Like, and that's, this was only like 4 years ago or something. Oh, how, what, yeah. 5 years, 4 or 5 years ago. And then I came out of that, and I found myself, and I started painting again. And that's like when I really picked up the paints and started getting into that, like watercolors and just trying, because a lot of my work was always just black and grey leads, and you know, I didn't really have time for colour. I don't know why, I just didn't. And then I sort of was like, oh, I'll get some watercolours, and I really liked the way they worked. And then I stuck with them for a little bit, and then one day I just sort of went, oh, maybe I'll try some acrylic paints, and there's some more vibrant colours, and now there's so much colour in my work. Like, it's colour statement, pretty much. Like,
it is.
And that's when I've really found myself in painting in the last 2 years. It's like even more so. And then after having Ziggy, like, what's he? He's 1.5 now. So just like when he was born, that was like probably one of the most inspiring times of my life. And it was like so much was coming out then. It was just the building and building and building. And then I had sort of my sister, she's really a good painter, and I've always like been inspired by her as well. And we've always sort of, over the last couple of years, we've been talking about, we should do a show together, we should do that. And you know, sort of nothing happens unless you make a move. So one day I was like, oh, whatever, I'll do it, I'll organize something. And I just sort of sent some emails around to some people. I didn't know what I was doing, I had no idea, but I was like, I want, like, we're making paintings that we want people to see. And that's like, I'd built self-confidence over that, you know. Like when I was younger, I didn't have any of that. I was so like insecure and no self-conscious, and really I was really self-conscious of what people thought of me, and I had no confidence in anything. And then I sort of started seeing skills improved, or not even so much skills, but what I was putting out was that emotional aspect, where I was like, people should see this, like I want people to see this work, and they will probably, or they can relate to it. People may, not they will, but they may, and even if they don't, whatever, at least I got it out there. And then, you know, there's that aspect of having a show, and then there's also like you're showing your stuff, which is really cool as well. But for that, and that's why a lot of the mental health theme for us, like the last show, like we had, I organized a show before this with me, I mean, there was five of us all up, like just friends, and we loosely based that around mental health as well, because we all believe it's such a big thing that you should talk about and be out there, and so we put that together, and that was fun, and that was like the first real taste of like showing stuff, even though it was sort of like it was all up in the air and nothing really happened, like the gallery curator just flaked on us and we did it all ourselves, and it was just like, but it came together really well and it was a fun time. And then it was actually the next day I went into Yarva, and that's when I first met Andrew, and I was like, hey, I want to have a show here at some point, and he just goes, no, I want you to show here, and we had that instant connection. Wow. Like that was and then we've talked about it since, and Andrew said to me, he goes, oh, we've just had that connection from day one, like we had that, and so then I showed him what I did and he's liked it, and that's how we've got to where we are now.
So good.
Yeah, it's like the short version.
Go.
My very special guest today on our journal is Nick Wenhuda, and he's exhibiting, along with Carol Shirley, an exhibition called Outsiders at Yarva, which is in Hillsville. It's a fabulous gallery. Go down and have a look at it. It's on until the April the 5th. Now, Nick, tell us a bit about, earlier you were saying that mental health issues are, you know, probably one of the reasons why you and your friends got together to put on an exhibition. It's like...
That was like a common ground. It was something that we could all work towards. Like we could put our work there because I guess all of us in our work, we are using it as an outlet, as a therapy for ourselves. That's what it is. It is a therapy. It's about trying to portray a feeling that and to help with that. And like, you know, for me, like, it's a big step in the right direction to show, because with the way, like, I used to be like so insecure about everything, and I would always think no one would ever like me or anything like that, and that was just weird insecurities. And to see myself like grow to a point where like I like myself enough to be able to show my work and to say, oh, actually I'm making something that's worth showing, or even if it's not, like, at least I'm showing it, like, to have that confidence in myself, like, it's growth. And then but I'm also feel like by doing my work, it's helping, like, because it's showing feelings. And with that show there, I know, because I don't really like to put descriptions with my paintings at all, because I want to paint what I feel, and then you can see what you feel, and then you're not trying to see what I felt. Like, that way, I think it will work a lot better. So that's the way the paintings are made to work. Like, it's not like, I feel like if, say, I had written what I was feeling, I was like, oh, this was, I was really anxious this day, or whatever, and then someone looks at that and they're like, oh, I'm feeling anxious, but you might not look at that and feel that, but that's why, I don't even know where I've gone there. But yeah, that's what I do with my work. And yeah, the mental health thing, it's like, it is something that should be, like, acknowledged, that it is, like, mental health issues are huge, and then becoming more talked about, which is great. Like, it's a more accepted thing. I don't know why, but it is. And then to see, like the way I use it with mine and my paintings, and like seeing that personal growth in myself and my work, like, I can see how much better my work, even from putting my work up this time. Like, I had never seen all my work on the wall together at this show until the opening night. And then seeing all that there from my work from my last show, which was only 6 months ago, and how much it's improved, like, that's a big builder for my mental health again, like, and confidence and everything. It's just like, you build yourself up in that, and it's great to see.
It is great. It's great to see. Definitely great to see. Yeah. I'm also thinking, well, you said you don't know why. Mental health is more of a topic these days, but perhaps it is about, you were saying off air about different generations. Like, we didn't really talk about mental health when we were growing up. No one really cared.
Yeah, I don't
so, you know, it was, but now it's a huge topic.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it is a generational thing. Like, maybe it is because, like I was saying before, it's because you've gone through things as a kid. And, you know, it all happens then when you're younger. Like, a lot of, like, things will happen in your life that will affect you later in life. And if you can address them, and now we're at the age where we're the young adults, like, we're the generation, you can curate things. Like, you can go, oh, well, maybe I can make a change. Like, when you're a kid, you don't feel like you can do a lot. But as you get older, maybe you want to make it better for the younger kids. Mm. Like, and so maybe it is a generational thing in that way, or maybe people are just becoming more open to everything. I don't know.
It could be both of those things, but I like the way that you said about making a change.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
about, obviously, putting it out there and saying, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah,
and what are we going to do about it?
It affects so many people, and it should be dealt with like any other health issue. Like, it's in my eyes, it's like the worst one, like, because it is so sheltered. So, like, people, and there's a lot of, I guess, like, people feel ashamed about stuff like that, but you don't need to. Like, it's like, and I think, like, by portraying something like that, it's sort of saying, hey, look, like, this happens to not everyone, but a lot of people, like a majority of people, or pretty much everyone will feel some sort of anxiety in a certain way, or some sort of like displacement. Like, they, like, obviously it's more severe in other people, but it's just about accepting accepting it and then seeking help for it and knowing that there is support for it. Like, that's what needs to be known.
And so using art as a form to communicate this whole concept.
Yeah, using the artwork to try and portray a feeling is it's a starting ground for her communication in something like that. It can break down a barrier if two people met over a painting that spoke to them in the same way, and then they can talk about that, and then maybe they both have analyzed themselves in a painting as well. You're like, it's self-analysis, and then going, oh, well, this person obviously feels like that too, and therefore they, it's okay that I feel like that, and it can get better, or you know, I can make a change, or you know, so therefore it's realizing that you're not on your own either.
I really like the way that it's not just about, you know, communicating, like, you know, the painting communicating with the one person, but then that the other people around you,
yeah, that's
communicating,
right.
So it's spreading out.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's that ripple on effect, isn't it? So one little thing, and then that you can say that to someone who will analyze, say, a painting, and then they'll say it to a friend who will then analyze that, and then they'll say it to their friends, and it grows, and then everyone's sort of going, oh, well, I've felt like that before, or I've yeah, so have I, and then, you know, you go from there, and then everyone realizes that we're all just human and we're all doing the same thing, and
we all have all of these emotions.
Yeah, and we all have emotions, and we live like the same lives, and all we want is to be happy and fulfilled, really, like whatever happiness it is that brings to you. But no one wants to feel anxious or sad, but you're going to go through that. It's human emotion.
You're
going to go through that, and then you can't have one without the other. But it's knowing that you can have people there to talk to about something like that, or there's other people out there that feel like that, so then you can seek that.
I was thinking too, like, because you're depicting a lot of different emotions, but they're not all about anxiety. You've got one which is about growth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, there's that too. Yeah, I love seeing my growth, and then I actually do, yeah, in a lot of my new paintings I do depict a lot of growth, because I've seen that in myself, like personal growth. It's just seeing yourself as a human grow and as become a better person and turn more into yourself. You know, you grow up like through your teenage years, and that you don't know what the hell you're doing. You have no idea. Like, no one knows. Like, even now, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just doing life. But you're always constantly growing. Well, you should, like, you know, you want to be growing. Like, you've got to learn from things, and you've got to go through things, and you learn and you grow, and you become a better version of you. And that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? To be the best version of you.
Yeah, and you also accept whatever you've gone through, and I think that's what's great about the way you're, like you said, you're in a great space now.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but you might get a hint of something that reminds you of a situation or a feeling that you had, and you'll paint that. So you're documenting these other different emotions, and in a way of saying, "Hey, I have experienced all of these."
Yeah, yeah. Like, I've been through that, and I've
and you may go through it again.
And now, I will. Like, you know, I definitely have days where I'm just like, I don't want this day, and there's days like that, but then overall, generally, like, I can use that. If I painted that, then I'll be like, oh, well, I've done that, I'm now past that, and I'm on to bigger and better things. Like, I'm a better version of me now. I know how to deal with that. I've learned from that.
And one of the ways to deal with an emotion is to express it. And
paint it and talk about it. And if you can't talk about it, paint it, or just draw it, or scribble it down. Like, you know, if I'm feeling something at work and I can't be painting while I'm there, but, you know, actually, if you went to one of my job sites, like, on any house that I built, you'd probably find a little library. Like, there's a stash of my artwork throughout, like, on the jobs. Like, just, if someone pulled down a house in, like, 50 years, they'd be like, what's this? And it would just be, like, a little scribble by me somewhere on pretty much all my jobs that I've ever worked on. So,
that's great.
Yeah, it's just documented throughout the whole of building.
I really like, because I've been thinking about, like, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, you will have bad days, you'll have good days, you know, it's not just limited to your teenage years.
Oh, no, definitely not.
So,
no,
you know, and just accepting that, you know, maybe you want to expand the good moments, but to be really accepting of those, that anxiety or that.
Yeah, you have to accept it, and you got to know that you won't have one without the other, like, but you can learn how to deal with, and then, yeah, like you said, expand on the good days, so you can grow yourself to be, not get triggered by something, sort of thing, and then be like, oh, well, this is better, and you go, I can do more of this, and this will make everything better, like, you know, and then you learn things that work for you, and you just keep going like that.
And using art as a way to process your feelings you've learned is so
good.
Yeah,
that's, for me, like, using that is, it's the best. Like, I don't have a day where I don't come home and want to paint. Like, I will always, you know, I've always got these ideas that are coming out. They're always there, and I'll just be writing them down, and I'll be painting them as soon as I think I did two last night. You know, it's just like, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. It's always there.
Tell us about this song.
This song, Frank Zappa, Uncle Remus, Frank Zappa. My dad reckons that I'm a Zappa fan because he used to play it to me to go to sleep when I was first born. So maybe that's why.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It's been such a pleasure to have you in the studio today, Nick.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Having a chat about your show with Carol called Outsiders. So tell us where it is and what's happening and when it's on till.
Yeah, so it's at Yarra in Hillsville. It's on until the 5th of April. Yeah. And it's open Wednesday to Sundays. I'm pretty sure the gallery's open those days. Not sure of the exact hours, but yeah,
get down. You can look up Yarra. It's called Yarra. Yeah. It's a fantastic
It's great space. It looks nice. Everything looks good in there. Everything, you'll be impressed when you go there and have a look. Like, Carol's work is amazing, and then my work with hers, they work so well together. And then if you like colour, you'll get blown away because there's a lot of that.
If you'd like to leave something with listeners, what would you like to leave with them, like a thought?
A thought? Always express yourself and don't hold anything back. Don't hold back when you express yourself. Like, really let it all out. Yeah, do that.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's great. It's a great feeling, like, to let everything out. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Nick, for coming on Art Journal today.
No worries. Thank you.